Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We're sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Apple has officially released iOS 26.1 for iPhone users everywhere. The biggest news from iOS 26.1 is the new Liquid Glass toggle. In the Display and Brightness menu in the Settings app, you'll see a new Liquid Glass option where you can choose between clear and tinted. The clear option is the same version of Liquid Glass that debuted with iOS 26 last month. Tinted, however, is a more opaque option that reduces the transparency of the Liquid Glass design. It's clear that this is a way for Apple to address some of the complaints around Liquid Glass, as few or as far between they may be, without compromising the overall Liquid Glass design for people who do like it. If you find yourself accidentally activating the camera app from the lock screen, iOS 26.1 has a new toggle to address that. Open the Settings app, choose Camera, and look for the new lock screen swipe option. If you toggle this off, you'll no longer be able to swipe left on the lock screen to jump straight into the camera. iOS 26.1 redesigns the alarm screen to make it harder to accidentally dismiss your alarms in the morning and oversleep. Now you'll have to slide to stop your alarm every morning instead of just tapping a large dismiss option. Live translation with AirPods has expanded to support Chinese, Japanese, Korean, and Italian. Two changes in the music app include that the mini player at the bottom of the screen now has a swipe gesture, so you can go to the next or previous track with a simple swipe. Auto mix is also now supported over AirPlay. This is the feature in the music app that creates seamless transitions from each song using artificial intelligence for a DJ-like experience. Other small changes include gain control for external USB microphones, the ability to save those local capture files to specific locations, manual workout logging in the fitness app, improved FaceTime audio quality in low bandwidth conditions, and some improvements to communication, safety, and web features. You can update your iPhone today by going to the Settings app, choosing General, then choosing Software Update. Apple has also released iPadOS 26.1, and it benefits from many of the same changes as iOS 26.1, but with one key difference. iPadOS 26.1 brings the return of the slide-over multitasking interface. Slide-over was removed with iOS 26.0 as Apple went all in on its new Mac-like multitasking interface for the iPad. Apple also removed Split View at the same time. The key difference, however, was that you could easily replicate Split View using the new multitasking mode in iPadOS 26, as it was really just two windows side by side. It was not, however, possible to recreate the slide-over experience with iPadOS 26. So in iPadOS 26.1, you can find the new slide-over option in the stoplight menu in the upper left corner. Just hover your cursor over the green stoplight indicator and choose the Enter Slide-Over option. This places that app in a floating window along the right-hand side of the screen, and it floats on top of all your other windows so you can work inside any other app and still keep Slide-Over on screen. There are some limitations compared to the previous implementation of Slide-Over. For instance, you can no longer add multiple apps in a single stack to Slide-Over. You can also no longer drag an app from your iPad's dock or Spotlight search results to quickly enter slide-over mode. Instead, the only way to do it is via that green stoplight icon in the upper left corner of an app. And all of yesterday's updates, including iOS 26.1, iPadOS 26.1, and macOS 26.1, include important security fixes. So even if you aren't tempted by the changes or new features, we recommend updating as soon as possible. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Whether it's a client file, a critical invoice, or a folder of family photos, losing your data shouldn't be permanent. With Backblaze, you can restore from the cloud, the desktop restore app, or even have a drive with your data shipped to you overnight. It's automatic backup that works for everyone, individuals, freelancers, and small businesses, all without any setup headaches. 9to5 Mac listeners get 20% off with code 9to5daily. Go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac to start your free trial and use the promo code at checkout. backblaze.com/9to5Mac or hit the link in the show notes. In other news today, Apple has launched a dramatic new web interface for the App Store. You can now get the full App Store experience right in your browser with dedicated pages for the iPhone, iPad, Mac, Vision, Watch, and TV app libraries. The new App Store is housed on the web at apps.apple.com, a domain name that previously simply redirected you to a generic page about the App Store on Apple's website. Now it takes you to a full-fledged version of the App Store you can browse on your computer. The web version offers a full replica of the Today tab that you'll recognize from your iPhone. There's easy access to ongoing special events, top charts, editorial curation, and other App Store features. The redesign also extends to app product pages, where you will find a media-rich interface with new iconography for things like categories, awards, and events. There's also, for the first time, a new search interface that allows you to quickly find a specific app on the App Store. Previously, the only real way to do this was to Google the app name, then launch the app's product page from the Google search result. All in all, this is a powerful upgrade to the App Store experience on the web, and it makes it easier to browse and find new apps for all of the Apple platforms, even if you don't have that device in your hand at that specific moment. Again, you can find it at apps.apple.com or hit the link in the show notes to find some hands-on pictures and check it out for yourself. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.